Welcome back. You're listening to She Said, He Said. You're listening to us on 590 The Fan. And Kelly is scrambling. We've been scrambling all morning.
Is it one of those mornings? It's one of those. And apparently our guest is scrambling too because she's not answering the phone. So we don't know where our nine-year-old little star is right now. But she is supposed to be with us this morning and talking about her wonderful book, which not sure if we're going to be with us or not. But this nine, I am super scrambling. It's like I was looking for notes and then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, where is, then we realized that the headphones weren't on the live. And so we're scrambling to, put that up. And then now we're still scrambling here to get to the next section. You know what? He took my notes because the phone number's on it. That's what it is. So this nine-year-old little girl, the story of Tomas, she's a Spanish little girl, is 9 years old, who has autism, who wanted to be able to express, and they want to show that it's not, you know, doesn't stop you from living and being who you are. So it's the happy kingdom, and it will guide the next generation. They all need to read about autism at home and, you know, be comfortable with it. So it's a darling little book. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to talk to her, not for sure where and what has happened with that. But this segment is brought to you by The Marriage Coach, marriagecoaching.com. That is David Raspoli, which of course our hearts go out to him right now. But we appreciate that he is part of this show, and it's a St. Louis marriagecoaching.com. Read about what David does. He absolutely can bring your relationship back to what it once was. Even if you're both out the door and one's just barely there, you want to give him a chance. So what are you scrambling with over there? What are you looking for?
All kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff? Or do you have the stuff that you're supposed to have right now that we're supposed to be talking about?
Hugh Hefner died. We all know that.
Yes.
He was 91 years old.
And he lived a good long life, you know?
I know.
I mean,
some people make jokes like, how can it get any better anywhere? So you go, he's going to go to heaven. Well, how can it get any better if it goes to heaven than it was here on earth? I mean, surrounded by beautiful women.
All the way up to the, that shows you what money can do.
Every Muslim's dream.
What?
Because you know when they die, you know, when they, the terrorists, they, that was their thing. They're going to have like 90 virgins or something when they die.
Is that what they think?
Yeah.
Is that a cool thing to have? Apparently in their world.
I don't know.
You said it. Okay, so you get some facts about
Hugh
Hefner?
Marston was his middle name.
Marston?
Yeah.
Like Martian.
Hugh Marston Hefner. He was born on April 9th, 1926 in Chicago, Illinois.
1926. Boy, did life change with him, didn't it?
Yeah, his parents were from Nebraska. You know, he worked as a copywriter for Esquire magazine. He left in January of 1952 because he was denied a $5 raise. Probably the best
decision he ever made.
Yeah, because then
a $5 raise. He probably deserved it.
He mortgaged in 53, he mortgaged his furniture, generating a bank loan of $600 and raised $8,000 from 45 investors, including $1,000 from his mom, to launch Playboy.
Really?
It was initially going to be called the Stag Party.
The Stag, like the beer?
The Stag Party. No. Well, yeah. But
what is Stag?
Different meaning.
What does that mean?
We're not going to go there.
Oh, so it's bad. Not bad.
I don't know about
but
that.
But we don't have the right show for it. Is that what you mean? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What else? You know,
before the wedding, his wife Mildred confessed that she had an affair while he was away in the army.
So Hugh Marston married
Mildred.
Mildred. Okay.
That's something we should talk about, is names that no longer, people don't call their kids
those
names
anymore. This day and time,
name Mildred.
Look at their baby and name it Mildred or Bertha or Aunt B. What? Okay. What else? Mildred.
Mildred, yes. In 1971, he admitted that he was experimented with bisexuality.
Wow, way to put that in there.
Yeah.
Hugh in his little red house coat. I'm sure he experimented a lot of things.
The first Playboy nightclub opened in Chicago in 1960. Where Playboy bunnies, of course, served drinks. There was one here in St. Louis.
There was.
Yeah. It had to be a key holder.
A key. Oh, to be able to have that?
Right.
All right. Oh, we're going to go right from Hugh Hefner to a nine-year-old.
I don't know if that's good or not.
I'm not sure how good of this segue that we've got going right here. I have papers absolutely everywhere right now, but
this is
okay.
Interesting.
Playboy, well, let's give another one here.
The Playboy bunnies had a 9 p.m. curfew every night.
Really?
That stayed at the mansion. Yeah.
Because they wanted them awake and ready to go, and they obviously weren't going home with the patrons.
We don't know if that was just to go to sleep or...
Oh, so anyway, we're going on to a new interview here, but so it looks like we have our little guest here with us today after all, and we are meeting, I usually get the name pronunciations, but Yadira Calderon is the mother, and she is going to share with us about love, life, and learning to deal with autism and allowing your child to thrive. So welcome to the show.
Good morning. How's everyone doing today?
Well, we're doing better now that you're with us. Thank you. So can you say your name so that I can make sure that we're pronouncing it correctly?
Thank you. You did a beautiful job. My name is Yadira Calderon.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. And thank you so much for being here. We've been reading about your daughter. I have the website pulled up and the book Autism, the Happy Kingdom. And, you know, this is something that's around us. And when we find out that 1 in 68 American children, you know, are in the autism spectrum, you know, that's a big number, but you know, the diagnosis doesn't define the person, you say. So tell us a little bit about your daughter and the book and share with us your journey.
Thank you very much. Yes, my daughter is 9 years old. She is in the autism spectrum. We have come through a 6.5-year journey that has opened up many doors. Why? Because I have allowed that to happen. I received a very positive message when my daughter was diagnosed. I was told autism is medical. You address the medical issues and your child will come back. And what does that mean? That means addressing nutritional issues, metabolic disorders, autoimmune encephalitis, dysbiosis of the gut, which are topics that many times it is not spoken when people hear the word autism. And by addressing these medical issues and finding balance in her health, I have also seen my daughter to begin to thrive and respond much better to the day-to-day, and the behaviors of autism do not control our lives at this moment.
No, absolutely. Absolutely they don't. And you say that children with autism need to be reaffirmed, that their voices are powerful and their emotions must be shared in many different ways. And your daughter did that in a book that she actually has, we were talking about that, Gordon and I, that, you know, she has dyslexia as well. And she wrote and illustrated this book. So you took your daughter from her father while living in Greece and came to America without consent. So what made you do that?
Desperation. And I became a mom at 40. So my daughter was a present, you know, and what my daughter, here she is right beside me. My daughter, thank you, honey. My daughter is a present, and I could not see myself dealing with an environment at that moment that was not providing the possibilities of progress and the possibilities of moving her forward. It was a very difficult decision, painful for all, but parents and mothers around the world many times are making these decisions based on what the needs of their kids are. And that's exactly what I did. And now we are addressing, dealing with, handling, managing, surviving above all. You know, what is autism and how we can find quality of life? There are many children with autism who do not speak, but they do communicate. And it is the job of the parent to either educate him or herself or find a therapist that is going to support parent-mediated interventions in order to guarantee this parent is empowered to work with their child, play with their child, enjoy their child, even though the diagnosis many times reminds us, this is so difficult. I feel like I'm ready to shave my hair. I don't know what to do. And my daughter with her dyslexia and finding someone who understands what it is and willing to work with us and ready to address teaching her how to learn. And that has been key because my daughter now is capable of texting. She's capable of writing. She's always liked to draw, and understanding that she has autism at 9 years old and understanding that autism is one of the responsible parties for her family separation, I had to open the door for her to make sure that she was going to express what she felt. In her case, she was able to verbalize it, draw it, illustrate it. But I please encourage other parents, even if your child does not speak, you know, there's that need to create that bond, that eye contact, the touch, all of the senses involved in guaranteeing that you're going to allow your child to express him or herself.
You know, there's so many, I've got some friends with some autistic children, and there's so many things that people hear this story, or they hear that story, or they hear about this medication, or they hear about this therapy. What do you think is the biggest misconception of autism that you deal with on a daily basis?
The factor of intelligence. People many times make the statement, oh, people with autism are so intelligent. Autism has nothing to do with intelligence. Autism has to do with behaviors and not having the capability of dealing what we can deal with, okay? Any individual in the autism spectrum has the capability of learning. It is a matter of knowing how to teach them and allowing them to, and giving them the tools so they can learn how to learn in their own terms, and opening up the door so they can little by little are able to handle what we can do, you know, and how we do it, but also welcoming their originality and their creativity.
So Tanais came up with this idea to write this book. How did she come up with the idea?
She went in July 2013, within a period of 2 weeks during summer school. This incredible teacher taught her how to hold a pencil correctly, and we celebrated it. And she did a self-portrait. Since July 2013, my daughter has used drawing in her own style to express everything, her curiosity, her creativity, originality, and her fears as well. So at this point, at 9 years old, being strengthened, I know how to read now. I know how to type. I know how to write the words that have meaning to me. She started drawing, and she has, you know, these pieces of paper, and I start asking her questions, and how do you feel? And she is very vocal, and she's telling me, I am sad. I am sad because my family is separated. I am sad because my dad is not here with us. So I kept asking her questions, and her answers were written down on this beautiful piece of paper, and she illustrated them as well.
Incredible. Well, we appreciate so much you sharing your story with us and your daughter's story.
How can we find this book?
You can find this book at autismhappykingdom.com. It is a download, and it is the most perfect and the most imperfect book you can ever read. It is original, and it comes from a child who's sharing the purest of emotions. And this is something that parents can benefit from when the time comes to deal with the realities of life.
Every child, no matter the situation, all has a way of being able to learn, and it's finding that process that works, and you have done that, and thank you for sharing it. You can go to autismhappykingdom.com. That's autismhappykingdom.com. Thank you so much for spending the morning with us, and give your daughter a big hug for us, too.
I sure will. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you never know what someone, you know, is happening in their home and what they have to deal with and what the child has. And it, you know, it is finding their way that they can express themselves. And that's talk about, you think you're having a rough morning or rough day. I mean, here she leaves her country and comes here, you know, to make sure that her daughter has a good life and has a way to live in her environment.
Well, it's incredible to think that, you know, this 9-year-old child who has autism and dyslexia wrote a book.
I know.
And did it her way. And it's like, I'm 56. I never wrote a book.
Well, we do have a question of the day. And do you have our phone number? It is 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-TALK. Now, Michael won a couple weeks ago. Somehow or another, the line got lost. We don't know what happened. We still have your tickets to the Upper Limits. Should you desire to go, those tickets are yours. And you can, call here. Let us know. We want to make sure you get those tickets. You can find the She Said, He Said show on Facebook. She Said, He Said show on Facebook. Message us. We'll make sure that we mail those tickets to you if you're listening listening right now and didn't get those. So the number is 855-282-TALK. Simple question. See if you know the answer, and you're going to win yourself a gift certificate. Have you been to Symbol? Symbol is amazing restaurant. It is, there are three of them, one in St. Charles, one in Chesterfield, and one in off of Manchester. And the food is incredible. So we have a gift certificate for you if you can get the Saturday morning trivia, 855-282-TALK. What food is the only food that won't spoil? You guys know? You can't say the answer if you know. You
spoil?
That it won't spoil. There's one food that will not spoil. I didn't know that it won't spoil. I've thrown a few of them away thinking they did, but apparently it didn't.
Speaking of food, I saw this video the other day, and it's the cheap brand of American cheese. I'm not saying Kraft, but the cheap, you know, reproduction type.
The no-name brand?
Yeah, it's like lighter fluid. No, it is. It'll burn. Like, you put in... put it on the grill and it just flames up like lighter fluid. They say.
So you wonder what we're eating then when it's doing something like that? That's a little frightening, actually.
It always tastes kind of plasticky anyway and rubbery plasticky. And it just doesn't seem
right. The dogs
right.
Sure like it, that's for sure. They go crazy when that stuff comes out.
Give some cheese and an egg.
Cheese. All right, so if you've got that answer, 855-282-TALK. All right, so do you have some great things or do we keep going here or we need a break or I'm kind of, you had to, what'd you say?
Oh, do you want my joke?
I do. Yes. Is it the one that you told me the other day?
I don't think so.
I really like telling them better, though.
You like telling them?
I love telling them. All right, go ahead. I'll let you do it this time.
Well, a lady comes home from her doctor's appointment, grinning from ear to ear. Her husband says, "Why are you so happy?" The wife says, "The doctor told me that for a 45-year-old woman, I have the breast of an 18-year-old. He goes, "Oh, yeah?" Quipped the husband. "What did he say about your 45-year-old ass?" She said, "Your name never came up in the conversation."
Oh, that's really good. Don't ever say that to me.
What? Oh.
The things are lighting up and poor Grover's trying to figure out how to answer the phone right now. One of these days, we are going to get a system in here like no other. We have a beautiful new studio. It's incredible. New rooms. But for gosh darn, we don't have a phone system to save our life. Any chance we're going to be able to answer that? Okay, we're going to try it. All right. Welcome to the show, I think. Do we have it? Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
One ringy dingy tune.
Hello?
We're trying to answer the phone.
I'm a Mexican radio.
They hung up. Oh, maybe we'll try this one. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show. Sorry about our phones. It's going to get better, I promise. And who are we talking to?
My name's Bob.
Hi, Bob. Do you know what the food is, the only food that won't spoil?
Honey.
Yes. Hi, honey. So glad you called, honey.
Thanks, sweetie.
All right. So, okay.
What did he say back to you?
He called me sweetie, and you just be quiet. I'll be his sweetie all day today. All right. So you have won yourself a gift certificate of Symbol. I'm telling you, it's great, great stuff. The food is amazing.
Yes.
Now, do you know where our new studios are?
No, I don't.
Okay. What is it? 316 Manchester? Oh, gosh. Oh, what is it? He's trying.
We are professionals.
We are professionals here at what we do. I do have it written down. It's 10316 Manchester Road. So 10316 Manchester Road. I'm going to put them in an envelope for you here, Bob, and you can come by and pick those up and enjoy going to Symbol.
It's right next to the Kirkwood Brew House.
Do you know where that is?
Next to the Kirkwood Brew House?
Yeah.
Yes. Like the address, you can use that. And it's in the same plaza as an Oberweiss, and there's a gym.
Yeah.
And patio already built right in front of the table.
Behind
it looks
the
so
new
nice.
Bar patio.
So we'll right have there. Those here, Got and it. We appreciate your call so much.
All right.
Thanks,
Thank
Bob.
You. Bye.
You're
Bye.
Supposed to call me sweetie. Bye, honey.
I think you forgot I was here. I was like, oh.
Don't you like that? I'm here. I'm right here.
I'm right here.
All right. So I've got, before you tell us what's going on for the weekend and that, I do have a delicious pick for the day. So my delicious pick for anybody out there, which is brought to you by ChesterfieldLifestyle.com. which is our new magazine. It's incredible. We love it. If you want to subscribe to it, go to ChesterfieldLifestyle.com and subscribe. If you're in the Chesterfield area, hopefully you're one of the 10,000 people that are receiving it. But this woman, if you've ever met her, Pookie, is just a bundle of, I call her sunshine. She's incredible. They've got a place at Chesterfield Mall called The Connection. So ladies out there, guys, you know, if you're interested, they have Hawaiian hula lessons, okay, this Sunday, October 1st, 2 to 2:30. You can go in there and take some Hawaiian hula lessons. They also do it on Tuesday nights, 7 to 9. Now, another fun thing they do, I have always wanted to be a comedian, okay, so they have actually improv comedy class by her husband, Bob, on Wednesdays, on Wednesday, October 4th. They've got really a fun lineup. Now, Saturday, October 7th, who doesn't love trivia? That's like a big deal. I know, Grover, you love trivia, don't you? You are a trivia guy. You're so smart.
I like trivia.
Very smart. Well, Saturday night, they're going to have the Hawaiian. So you wear your Hawaiian shirt or your Hawaiian
lays. Do I have to know the alphabet?
You will may have to know the Hawaiian alphabet.
No,
you know
out.
It now. You know it now. You can reserve a table. That'll be 6 to 9:30 inside The Connection, which is at Chesterfield Mall. So they do singing. I mean, they just have incredible stuff going on. And the reason they have this connection, she calls it an inspiring space that she wants adults to be able to go and be playful and sometimes show their wild side. And, you know, she says that right now there's just so many other things going on that this is, you know, with the outside world, the way things are happening, it's a place to go. And she says, find your inner joy. So if you haven't had a chance to meet Pookie, you're going to want to just stop in The Connection just to say hello to her. I promise, if you're in the worst mood in the world, you know, you want to drive over people, you just want to go crazy. If you walk in and talk
with
her,
with Pookie,
you just be like, I love everything. I love everything. So she calls it a community activation center. So check it out, Chesterfield Mall, and go out and take some hula lessons. I've got papers everywhere right now. So, Gordon, what is rocking this weekend brought to you by what? Club Fitness.
Club Fitness. That's right. Club Fitness. 24 locations. You can find one anywhere close to you because they have 24 family-owned business too. People don't know that, but they are family-owned business.
We
and
love
I
that.
Believe they still have the yoga sessions going on at the winery,
Chandler Hill
Winery on
yeah.
Sunday mornings.
So
that's
fun.
Right.
I think it's like at 9 or 9:30 and then you eat afterwards and drink wine. I really like that part.
Well, something that's rocking this weekend that we're going to be doing with Kylan.
It's going to be a little rock, different
is
rocking
the
weekend.
Chesterfield Valley Pumpkin Patch.
I can hardly
that's right.
Wait.
Chesterfield Valley Pumpkin Patch. It's at 18575 Olive Street Road in Chesterfield, Missouri. They're going to have Fall Festival with all kinds of fun activities for kids. Pony rides, hay rides, train rides, playground, sandbox, sand art, face painting, pumpkin painting, temporary tattoos, duck pond, a bounce house, rock wall, and corn pit.
Crap, we're going to be busy, but wait.
So the parents can deal with it. They're also going to have a beer and wine garden.
Perfect. But I think at 11 o'clock, I'm pretty sure that I read the Clydesdales will be there. I'm almost positive. Don't be mad at me if they're not, but I did read that today only at 11 o'clock, they will have the Clydesdales there.
Correct.
Which I would love to see.
Yes.
Let's hurry up. Let's get out of here.
And don't forget about Harry's Ride for Heroes, benefiting the Responder Rescue. That is today, and it starts at 10 a.m. down at St. Charles Harley-Davidson. Ends and it goes from 10 to noon, and it ends at Shamrock's Pub and Grill. Last bike in at 5 p.m.
Really?
That's today. And also tonight at Brewski's in O'Fallon, you can come out for St. Louis Idol. Some of the best singers in the St. Louis area have been getting together and competing in these competitions. And tonight is the finale. Tonight is the finale. There's going to be tons of big prizes, money cash prizes. But the best thing of all, every year it raises $10,000 for Backstoppers.
Which is really cool. Now, we've got some friends that won. We'll be emceeing tonight, actually. We'll be having some fun with that. Mike McCluskey puts this big event on every year.
Yep.
And it's a huge turnout. We've got a husband and wife that are going to be competing against each other.
Yeah.
That would be hard, I think. Tracy and Kevin are going to be singing against each other. I mean, do you get mad if your wife or husband beat you out? I don't know. How do you handle that on the ride home? Do you drive separate cars just in case?
I'm in battle mode. I'm not talking to you until after the competition.
Now, didn't you run into him when you were at the mall?
Yes, I did.
Supposed to be, you know, working, but yet you were sitting on a bench on your phone?
They were ready to rock. They were at Hot
getting
Top,
their outfits.
Hot Topic, getting their outfits.
In their outfits on. I can't believe they went out last night.
I know.
I'm like, shouldn't you be home getting your beauty sleep and, you know, getting ready for that? Do you know any of the other people that are competing? Do we know any other people that have?
Well, he's coming back to do some special singing. Gervando Hamilton G will be there tonight.
So it's gonna be like the
winners
opening
from
act.
The winners from last year will be there this year.
All singing or just there?
They're going to be, they won't be competing, but they will be singing, doing some special songs.
So if you won, you don't get to try out again.
I believe not.
To win?
No. Or if you're kinda, professional.
That'd be kind of weird, wouldn't it? I guess, yeah, to be able to do that. Is there a band that's going to be playing tonight? You don't?
Yes.
I saw that face.
The name has
just slipped
completely
off the,
slipped off,
off,
my,
the, off your tongue there.
Yeah.
So then we have, how many, do you know how many people had won? Are you pulling it up right now so we can get a little more information on it?
I'm trying to.
Right now, all he has in front of him is the pumpkin patch, because that's where we will be spending our Saturday today, is at the pumpkin patch. You know what was fun? And I think we're going to do this, actually maybe come up with an event and do this, but we did what we call a date crawl. We had a really long day working yesterday. We decided we'd stop, get a little snack. We hadn't even had breakfast nor lunch yesterday. So we stopped at Rockin' Brews. If you haven't been there, that is a fun, fun place. They got all the rockin' music going on. And so we stopped there and we thought, gosh, we don't want to go back home already. Where do we go next? So we changed it up, went from Rockin' Brews to Annie Gunn's. And it's so funny when you like sit, when you go up and you sit at the bar, you just like meet total strangers and you leave like their best friend. We knew all about, which I'm trying to remember her name. She's a realtor. Jane Julie Murphy. I did it. That's incredible. How'd I do that? I can't remember my own sometimes, but that's what happened. So
we had some great real estate stories to talk about.
We did have some conversation there. She actually walked in on one of her, I think it was maybe in the early days of starting out as a realtor. And, you know, usually you there's a key, you know, so you can get in and you knock and make sure that, you know, someone isn't home just in case. You always go, hello. You kind of do one of those when they come in. And so they walk into the house and what is laying on the couch?
I don't know. Tell me.
You don't remember?
I want you to tell me.
Two sleeping naked people. She's like, I don't think they knew we were coming. So they tiptoed back out of the house. And of course, that was a long conversation when they got back out to the car. So I think that was the one that stuck with me the most, was walking in on the two naked people sound asleep on the couch. Yours was the prosthetic leg,
yes,
that you walked in that was still, right, sitting in the chair without the person.
Just sitting in the chair. That was a definite, okay, we're done with this house.
How
right
do you,
outside they went.
How do you leave it? Don't you realize that you hopped away? I mean, the leg's still there. And you're hopping like, oh, I forgot my leg. I'm not walking. I'm hopping.
And a real estate friend of mine told me about the time that she went in and the parrot, there was a parrot flying around the house, crazy, walked in into the kitchen table and there's drug paraphernalia, cocaine, all kinds of stuff on the table.
And how do you walk away and leave that on the table too?
I think the bird had a little bit of it.
The bird found it from what you were saying the bird was doing. So pretty, I haven't had that
Grayson
Chance
Woods
meeting.
Band. Grayson Woods and his band is the name of the band that's going to be, and I'm pointing at Kelly, at Brewski's tonight.
Oh, okay. So that's the band that we have playing just right in the middle of our realtor, yeah, stories that we had going on. It was good stuff.
Well, I just found it.
Oh, you just found it and, yeah, then decided. So it is a good cause. If you want to come out to Brewski's tonight, you can have some fun with St. Louis Idol and see who the winner will be tonight. We'll be there having fun as well after our rendezvous at the Pumpkin Patch. So I guess, you know, I have papers everywhere. It looks like our Catco decided to have a catastrophe today. It's one of those weird, do you ever have those days where you're just like, you just don't know if things are happening the way they should be happening, you're kind
of
spinning in circles. And
the planets are out of alignment or
something. I think we're out of alignment. Okay, so last night before we go, we do have to go, but Gordon saw lights in the tree. And this morning we figured out it was the gaps in the trees and the stars were shining through. So Gordon really should go to bed early from now on. We're out of here. We have got to go.
She has to leave it with a
pastor.
We
have got
to
go. It is She Said, He Said. We'll be here next week,
yes, we
9 a.m. having a good time right here at the 590, the beautiful new studios. And honey, thank you for calling and winning that prize.
Honey
okay. called today.
I got you, sweetheart.
Yeah, let's get out of here. And thank you to our sponsors, Walter's Jewelry, Club Fitness, St. Louis Marriage Coaching, and Complete Auto Body and Repair. Peace.
Boo! Boo! That was
the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there are parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More.
More.
Baby, it's a love thing. Yeah.